The 2017 North Dakota legislature did not appropriate money for state employee raises. The legislature didn't prohibit it if the agencies could find money within their appropriations to grant the raises. But the Board of Higher Education prohibited pay increases in fiscal 2018. Now, in fiscal 2019, the University System Office wants to make a change.
For this next academic year, we are recommending to you that the campuses be given flexibility to provide reasonable general salary or equity increases with chancellor approval.
University System Vice Chancellor for Administrative Affairs Tammy Dolan told the board's Budget and Finance Committee there are some caveats.
We want to make sure that the current and ongoing cost of any salary increases funded with general fund or dollars or tuition dollars be supported by either documented budget reallocation or other budget cuts or adjustments that have been made.
The adjustments could include tuition rates as well as raising room and board costs. Dolan says when the language was run by the chancellor's cabinet, there was some question about whether the chancellor should have to approve all of the raises on the campuses.
The intent was never to have the chancellor approve every salary increase at the institutions.
Committee members said they wanted the language changed so the campus presidents would report the raises to the chancellor's office instead of having the chancellor give the okay. This is committee member Casey Ryan.
I think this fits into micromanagement and tying up time of the chancellor. I mean, I think the chancellor needs to know, but I think the presidents are the closest to what's going on, and it's their decision.
The full Board of Higher Education will look at the language at its meeting later this month. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.